The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. In the 15th year of the reign of Tiberius Caesar, when Pontius Pilate was governor of Judea, and Herod was tetrarch of Galilee, and his brother Philip tetrarch of the region of Iturea and Trachonitis, and Lysanias was tetrarch of Abilene. During the high priesthood of Annas and Caiaphas, the word of God came to John, the son of Zechariah, in the desert. John went throughout the whole region of the Jordan, proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. As it is written in the book of the words of the prophet Isaiah, "A voice of one crying out in the desert, prepare the way of the Lord, make straight his paths. Every valley shall be filled, and every mountain and hill shall be made low. The winding roads shall be made straight, and the rough ways made smooth. And all flesh shall see the salvation of God." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus
Christ. So something momentous is happening. On Tuesday, the doors of the Basilica of St. John the Lateran, which is where Pope Francis is bishop, will open wide for a whole year, open wide to declare the Jubilee Year of Mercy. Last time it was the year 2000 with St. John Paul II. I think it's momentous, not just because there's so much bad things happening in the world. Most recently, in San Bernardino with the shooting. But I think it's momentous is because ever since Pope Francis stepped into the balcony and said yes to serving the church as Pope, he has called us back to the heart of our faith, to God's great mercy, since the very beginning. And so this whole year, he invited us, the church, to open wide the doors to everyone, and for each of us to open wide our own hearts to receive God's greatness even more. A good friend of mine, an older Jesuit who's with God now, and he shared this with me when he was a priest. And he said this: "For 25 years, I did not forgive my dad." That's a long time. And he said this: "For 25 years, I didn't know it until later. I was in prison. Because I kept my dad locked in the prison of my own heart. And it felt nice because he's a prisoner. But here's the problem with prisons. You have prisoners who are behind bars, and then you have guards and wardens who have to keep them. Otherwise, the prisoners would run amok and escape. And that's the problem with prison. You need to spend a lot of energy keeping those riffraff prisoners in." And he said, "The day I forgave my dad, the day I was free from prison. Because I did not have to spend so much energy keeping whatever he did or didn't do to me in. When I opened my heart wide to mercy, I receive mercy." Isn't that true though? For me, maybe not 25 years, but once 8 years. That's a long time. For some of us, maybe not other people, maybe ourselves. Maybe some resentment, something happened that is mainly or partially or not even that much our fault, but we kept someone in our own heart in prison. And like this priest friend of mine, we are caught in the same prison, even though we are on the other side of the bars. The invitation to extend and to receive mercy is the invitation to step deeper into God's mercy. And for me, God's mercy is God's unrelenting, tender love. Unrelenting, like annoyingly not going away. Unrelenting, always waiting. Like the quote of the Pope in here, God will outwait you and I. Like parents waiting for the children to come home 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, when they're partying hard all night. Alas. And tender. Waiting not to reprimand, to reproach, like the merciful father in the story of the prodigal son. Before the younger son could apologize, he wrapped his hand around him. And then the father leaves the party and goes out to the older son, who is like my friend, full of resentment. And same thing. Everything I have is yours, he tells the older son. Come in. Unrelenting love and tenderness. Because what God wants is to come ever closer to you and I. And this is what the Pope calls the whole church to. Open wide the doors of mercy. A modern way of saying in the gospel what John the Baptist says. Make straight the way of the Lord. Clear any path that keeps us from God's mercy. God's unrelenting, tender love. And so, the Pope invites us, challenges us to live in this way. Much easier said than done. And at Holy Family, this week, we have an opportunity to do this more than ever. You are very much invited to four opportunities. No? I forgot. Tuesdays and Wednesday at 7 p.m. in the church, and Thursday at 9:15 in the morning. Monsignor will give, there'll be a scripture passage, Monsignor will give a short reflection, and there will be plenty of priests to hear your confession. And it won't be like what I call, car wash confession, Come in, come out. More like, what's in my heart confession? Not what's outside of me. What's in my heart? Clear the path. Because God wants to come ever closer to you and I. In tenderness. And with a love that will outweigh us. And so I'm going to invite us to take a moment of mercy. So if you can, I'm going to ask you to close your eyes, and I'm going to ask you some questions simply to reflect. Recall a time when love or forgiveness is extended to you. offered to you in a way you did not expect, deserve, or even imagine. A way which was tender and tangible, concrete, real. Let this experience sink in for a moment. Does this draw out gratitude and generosity from you? Lord, do you invite me to respond from this place of your merciful love? Lord, do you invite me to respond from this place of your merciful love? Thank you. You can open your eyes. I'm going to ask you to do something with this card in a minute. But I'm going to close this homily with what the Pope writes in the Bull of Indiction. When he announced the Year of Mercy, he has this powerful, powerful image. He says this. I'm particularly mindful of prisoners, or people who are homebound, people who can't go make a pilgrimage to a cathedral or to the parish because they're unable to walk through the doors of churches. And this is what he says. May the gesture of directing their thought and prayer to God the Father each time they cross the threshold of their prison cell, or if they're homebound, the door of their bedroom. And let this be the passage through the holy door, the same door open in Rome. Because the mercy of God is able to transform hearts, is able to transform the bars of prison into an experience of freedom. For the next few days, or later on when you walk through the doors of this church, or you walk into the door of your own house, or when you walk in through the door of your own car, or your office, just take a moment and see this as an invitation to walk into the door of God's great mercy. So I'm going to ask you to do something with this card. I'm going to ask you to think of someone you find it difficult to forgive. And that could be you, huh? Or someone you struggle with, or we have a resentment with, or someone you need forgiveness from, someone you need a certain letting go, so you can open wide your door to God's love through that person. And then consider what small step you can do for this process. of reconciliation. Now, mind you, even though it's very good to forgive, we can't force ourselves to forgive. So if you have a difficult situation like the one my friend did, forcing yourself to forgive does more violence. Maybe it's simply asking God, Lord, can you give me enough healing that I can begin the process of forgiveness? Could you give me at least the strength to go and apologize? Or can you give me the strength to begin to let go whatever he or she did? That's a good step. Okay? So write that on here. And then when we go up for communion or a blessing, I'm going to ask you to bring up as a sign of putting it in these jaws, as a way of letting go, but even more important, as a way of saying, Lord, help me with this. I'm going to do my part. Help me clear the path of my own heart, that I, along with Pope Francis and the whole church, indeed the whole world, step into this momentous time, get into the heart of what God is, of our faith is. Oh, God's great mercy, God's unrelenting, tender love. So take a little time. I'll give you time. Write a name of a person and something concrete you could do to make peace, to reconcile, to forgive, or to ask for forgiveness. Any questions? I'll give you some time to do that.